Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Couch with Dr. Michelle, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch, as you always are here on LA Talk Radio, the country's, world's most irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk radio station on the internet. And this is the place where you learn a lot about yourself. I call it insight, and try to help you out with your moral dilemmas, some of the things going on within you. I do encourage you a lot of times to, you know, email me with some of your questions you may have about why people do the things they do or some of the feelings you're having. And I just want to remind you that we don't have a therapeutic relationship. And to please be patient, because I have received a lot of emails during the last several weeks. And I hope I can answer a lot of those questions for you today. So anyway, the email address, by the way, where you can contact me, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, comes right here. straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And what I have done is sorted out some of the questions that I think really touches all of us, things that we all think about. And I'm going to try to help you and answer them today. Just give you some ideas. And again, we don't have a therapeutic relationship. These are just, you know, suggestions, ideas, things that I've learned, things that I've studied throughout the years, and have seen as I work with couples and individuals and families and stuff like that. All right, guys. Also, if you'd like to call in live, you can do so. We are kind of taking a lot of online questions today at Gmail. Yeah, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. But if you want to call in live, that's cool too. 323-203-0815. And we'll try to get to your question that you may have. But so today we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, such as how to deal with someone who's jealous, or why we get so jealous, how to manage that jealousy. You know, that's a tough one. We all have it. It's a normal kind of instinct. But how can we put a lid on it and not drive our partners crazy and drive ourselves crazy as well? Also, we're going to be talking about how to make relationships work, things you got to think about to get your act together. You know, a lot of us think that, you know, we can get better from other people filling us up. In other words, you know, we can't be okay about who we are unless other people gives us attention or tells us how wonderful we are, or we've got to keep on jumping into relationships because that's how we, like I said, fill ourselves up and feel better. So we're going to be talking about some of the problems with that and what you can do to make yourself feel better. All right. Also, we're talking about how to break up with somebody. I don't think there's any proper way to break up with people, but I had a really interesting question here from Brendan. How to break up? Not fun, not easy. Don't do it by texting. Please, come on. But we'll talk about that. And also, let's see. Managing a lot of low self-esteem. I think we all have self-esteem issues, things that we really do give ourselves a hard time about. So we're going to be talking about how to do that as well. So without further ado, coming from straighttalkdoc@gmail.com, rolling up here, the question from Andy. All of the names have been changed to secure the identity of the individuals, to make sure that everybody is confidential, and of course where they're from as well. So I'm plugging in the names, which the people who have written me know, and I will be calling them by their other names. But anyway, this comes from Andy, and he says, "Hey, Doc, I've been with my girlfriend for just over a year, and I'm tired of fighting with her all the time. The relationship was great for a first few months. Then I realized that she's a very jealous person. I have never cheated on her, but she's always accusing me of looking at other girls in public and flirting with her friends and my coworkers. When we were out to dinner last weekend, she actually accused me of flirting with the waitress when we ordered our food. Seems I can't even function in public with her because she's always asking me if I'm attracted to some random girl who may walk by or someone who happens to get in my view that I just look at. I'm tired of being with her. I can't be a robot anymore. And I can't imagine having to live with her constant jealousy. So let me tell you what's going on here with jealousy. I know it's hard, and I feel bad for you because we all have jealousy. We all get in those states, but it just sort of takes on a wicked presence in our lives, right? I mean, it's just whatever. I mean, it's taken romances to just crash, slowly eroding longstanding unions. And it's led to serious abuse. I've seen this a lot in my practice. But we don't have a lot of control over it. It's kind of a natural instinctive emotion, like I've said. Everybody experiences it. We all have it. But the problem with it is that, and maybe, Andy, your girlfriend can understand this, that what it does is it masks other feelings and attitudes that are even more hurtful to us. You see? And there's a thing about possessiveness, insecurity, or shame. And I think that what lies in the heart of jealousy often isn't the threat itself, but a drive that we have within us to torment ourselves and berate ourselves with self-critical thoughts. In other words, we're not good enough, so we're going to, you know, make other people on a pedestal better than us, rather. So, I mean, think about the thoughts we have when we feel jealous. Right? The paranoia towards our partners, you know, like Andy, you talk about. Or the criticism towards a perceived third-party threat or the waitress or the girls in the office and things like that. So, you know, even when our worst fears materialize and when we learn of a partner's affair, a lot of times we react by directing anger at ourselves for being foolish, unlovable, ruined, or unwanted. See, it's these critical inner voices and the feelings of humiliation that they foster can be more painful to us than the threat itself. So the thing is to kind of be aware, and maybe your girlfriend can be aware of this, and you've got to think about what's going on with her, and all of us for that matter, but maybe, you know, specifically with her. A lot of times we're not aware of the basic shame that exists within all of us. You know, I mean, it comes so naturally to be self-critical. It does. But shame from our past, okay, can heavily influence the degree to which we feel jealous and insecure. You know, I mean, a lot of times I always take it back to being children. I always say that, you know, those inner critical voices, we feel humiliated. And, you know, it just perceives ourselves as truly unlovable sometimes. So whether we were witnesses to a destructive relationship growing up or were made to feel bad about ourselves by a parent or bullies or siblings, we internalize these experiences by identifying with the destructive attitudes that were being expressed. Like if we feel insignificant because we were being ignored. It's really likely that we've carried this insecurity with us as into adulthood. And then we just project it onto any romantic relationship we have. So that may be what is going on, Andy. And accepting kind of these negative feelings about ourselves, which your girlfriend, I think, should do, and that it's going to be okay. Because you seem like a really good guy, and you don't sound like you're a cheater. I mean, you tell me you're not. That's all I have to go by. But, you know, just if you can understand some of the roots and triggers and reasons for her feelings of jealousy, it might be really important to maintain a healthy relationship. So if you really want to be with this girl, I don't know, you said you didn't know if you could keep doing this. And it's really difficult, you know. What you might want to do is go to some couples therapy and point these things out, suggest these things, you know, that might be keeping her, you know, from being okay about who she is and suspecting you and what went on in her life to make her so jealous and fear that you're going to leave her or flirt with other people. So, you know, it may make her anxious or feel uncomfortable or like she's being picked on in couples therapy. But the thing is, or encourage her to get some, you know, individual therapy about why she feels so jealous. That might work too. If you're set on breaking up with this person, then, you know, I would suggest you think about it a little bit. See if you do care for her, you know, if the jealousy is the biggie and you do care for her and she has other good qualities, I would think about maybe, like I said, going to couples therapy together or encourage her to get some therapy, because you can't do this constantly and you certainly can't live with it on a long-term basis. Jealousy sucks and it can rip us apart. So we got to get ourselves together and find out why we're so jealous that our partner might be cheating or looking at other people. And by the way, it is so normal to look at other people. It's okay to flirt. It really is. Just don't carry it far. It's okay. It makes us feel good about ourselves. You know, you can't be like a robot and just like, I am not interested. You know, we're all human beings. We all look at good-looking people. We all get attracted. It's called normal. It's just to the point where jealousy, you know, self-destructs ourselves in our relationships. So I would suggest that you talk to your girlfriend maybe about, you know, getting some couple therapy, getting some help about that. Think about some of those things that I just said about why she's so jealous of you. And it is, it really is a deal breaker for me sometimes. So anyway, guys, you're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle. That's me on LA Talk Radio, as you always are, at 11 in the morning, Fridays here live on the internet, LA Talk Radio. We're at Pacific Standard Time in beautiful Los Angeles. And the number here to call, if you'd like to call in, is 323-203-0815. But actually, what I'm doing is I'm answering a lot of online listeners' questions today as you write me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. All right, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And we're covering a wide array of topics today, specifically about ourselves and our needs and our relationships and our jealousy and our low self-esteem and all that. So hopefully I can really appeal to a wide array of you all out there, because we all have this stuff going on within us. So if I can help one person and, you know, shoot it out and it applies to you on some level, I've done my job. By the way, we don't have a therapeutic relationship. Just get that kind of out there. Oh, I'm just making suggestions, ideas based on research, based on 15 years of therapy with people that I've been conducting, based on my own personal experiences as well. So anyway, we're going to move on to my email, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And the names have been changed to keep folks confidential. So I've also let you know online that I'm going to be answering your questions today. So we're moving along to Ashley. And what she said to me is, I'm so tired of doing all the work in my relationship with my boyfriend. I've been in therapy for 2 years, and I've learned a lot about myself and how to be open, honest, and express my feelings in a positive way. Well, good for you, girl. But she says, I've told my boyfriend to listen to you today because I want him to hear what you'd suggest about how to make relationships work better. This is so common, guys, that I hear. Ashley goes on to say, he needs to learn how to communicate with me better and stop being so defensive and passive aggressive. Can you give some tips about things that can make a relationship better? Well, thanks for writing me, Ashley. I really appreciate it, and I hope your boyfriend's listening, because I'm going to give you some decent ideas about, you know, what we need within ourselves, you know, what we have to do, you know, kind of work on ourselves to make relationships better. Because passive aggressiveness is, no, that's gnarly, and that comes from not being able to verbalize your feelings in an honest, keeping it real, open way, so you're passive aggressive or defensive and things like that, which we all are from time to time, by the way. But when it gets chronic, that's when it really is to the I think I'm done with this relationship stage. So Ashley and your boyfriend listening, hopefully, you need to be kind of a mature individual to not pull these things in a relationship. And how do we become that? I don't know. We just learn. We sometimes get help from therapists. We read books about becoming a mature individual. So you got to have a sense of self. You've got to recognize that both people in a relationship are different, you know, and we are. We come from different places. You may be from a different culture or a different heritage, different way of thinking, possibly different beliefs. But the mature person, now remember this, it's able to recognize the I, me, and the us in a relationship. So there's all these differences in personalities and thoughts and feelings. And what blows me away is that we sometimes get together in the first place with somebody. But you got to have an element of maturity and recognize all this stuff. So like you said, Ashley, this guy of yours needs to brush up on some good communication skills, because being passive aggressive is just the opposite. So what is that? You got to be able to tell each other your thoughts and feelings and wants in a nice way. You know what I'm saying? There are no mind readers. I hate it when people come in to see me and they go, "She knows why I'm mad." And she's like, no, I don't. She knows, so I'm not going to tell her. That's kind of passive aggressive there. Come on, no mind readers here. So for a relationship to grow and prosper, likes, dislikes, desires, hopes, dreams, problems, you need to talk about these things. And if your communication is restricted, you're going to have more and more problems down the road, right? So it's good to have a professional person, a therapist, counselor, psychologist, whatever, to tell you what's going on about good communication skills. And all those things are using the I statements, not the you statements, not the name calling, listening carefully, shutting up, not reacting, being the observer, not the feeler, and learn how to manage your anger and your self-defense mechanisms. Okay. Also, another goodie is the ability to change, because relationships are not static at all. They're always changing. So if we become too static for too long in our relationships and don't roll with the changes that we all have to go through, they can become extinct like dinosaurs. So, you know, the relationships always go through a life cycle. There's the honeymoon, the romance. Sometimes we have children. Sometimes we have midlife crises. We have the empty nest. We have jealousy. You know, things like that. So there's always change. There's always issues going on in a relationship around us. Job losses, moving, long distance relationship. You name it, we're always changing. So the thing is, if you can't roll with the changes going on and stay stable together, it's going to end in divorce, or it's going to end in you guys breaking up. So you have to be willing to roll with changes and allow each other to deal with it the way you need to deal with it. Because change, we must. It's part of the human condition, you know. So you got to do that. Also, another biggie is the ability to compromise. I always say this when I'm doing a couple therapies. How can you guys compromise? Why is it so one way? Why is it so black and white? Can't you guys go into the gray? What can you do to compromise, and what are you willing to accept in this compromise? So, you know, being able to compromise, it's a sign of maturity. I was talking about that a little earlier. So if one person is always getting his or her way, the other person is going to feel dominated and resentful, you know? And these negative feelings will rip the heart out of any relationship. So finding the happy middle. Can't always do it. No, it's not going to happen. But what you have to do is you have to be willing to roll and say, hey, you know what? I'm willing to give up this. You can bargain. You know? Can I have my sports night at the bar with the guys? I'm not flirting. I'm just out there talking the sports. We're watching the game. We're having some beers. Can I just have those? And you can have your days with the girls or nights with the girls. I'm not going to accuse you of anything. We'll be respectful. We'll keep in contact. And how can you guys, you know, whatever it is that you guys need to do, you know, and that goes with everything. What can you compromise on? And if you're not willing to compromise, you got a problem there. And that goes to another one of my points, is a willingness to work together. Because if you think about it, sometimes a relationship is like a business partnership. I know it sounds kind of weird and cold and all that, guys, but it has common goals. It has assets and liabilities. And like in a business, if members don't work together, the business is going to become ineffective. Probably will fail. You know, so you need to recognize each other's strengths. And you need to help them come out at the same time and recognize each other's like weaknesses and learning to turn those weaknesses into assets. That's with yourself. And you know what they say, two heads are better than one. So you got to, you know, work on your issues together and work together. Because again, as I talked about earlier, change happens. So we got to roll through those things. You also have to know when to back off. This is a really important thing. Now, Ashley, it sounds like your guy backs off enough to where he's passive aggressive. So that's not what I'm talking about when I say you have to know when to back off. We all need room to breathe and sort out our own thoughts and feelings and problems. We all argue. So you've got to just let space happen, let the dust settle when you have problems, and you know, you got to provide individual space with each other. Okay, that helps us see things more clearly. Another really important thing is support and trust. And the thing about relationships is that we've got somebody in our corner to support us and affirm our existence. That's what it's all about. And this support adds to the trust that's needed in any relationship. You know? So we have to continue to support and be there for the other person emotionally, you know? And you've got to be able to trust that person. And if you don't trust that person, you need to talk about why you don't and look inside yourself to see if you have insecurities. And if that other person is not to be trusted, then get the heck out of the relationship. Go the other way. Because you don't need to be guessing all the time and self-doubt. Okay? Another really important thing, and I just wanted to share with Ashley this, is you got to have love, hugs, kisses, and lovemaking. Not necessarily in that order. You know? I mean, you've got to show expression and feeling in any relationship. So lovemaking shouldn't be overlooked. Sex should not be overlooked. It's the icing on the cake. But you have to, you know, good lovemaking starts outside of the bedroom, guys. You know? So you've got to be huggy and kissy and warm and sharing and touchy and showing love. And that's what you have to do. You have to express these things. And guys are really a lot into action. So these are really important gestures to men as well. You know, I hear from a lot of women, oh, he just is so cold. He just doesn't, like, want to touch me or, you know, put his arm around me or hug me or kiss me. He just wants to get right to doing it. Well, that's good advice, guys. You better think about all the warm fuzzies before making love. But, I mean, a lot of guys are really into action, and they do like the huggy-touchy-feely thing. So think about that. But Ashley, thank you so much for emailing me at straighttalkdoc@gmail.com about being open and healthy and what makes a good relationship. And you're on the couch here with Dr. Michelle, as you always are, Fridays in Los Angeles, Pacific Standard Time, 11 in the morning. Today, I'm answering a lot of your questions here online, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And I'm covering a lot of subjects that I think apply to all of us. Insecurities and jealousy and self-esteem and something else, which is really important too, like breaking up with someone. I've heard this a lot. I've actually had people come into my sessions because they were too chicken to break up with someone and dump them in front of me. It was, what? And I wasn't prepared for that, but this has happened several times. I guess it feels better to have, you know, sort of a mediator there or something. But, yeah, I guess it's scary. Of course, you know, it's an unpleasant thing. So, okay, let me get to Brendan's question about breaking up. He says, hey, Doc, I grew up with parents who fought all the time. My father was a rageaholic, as they called it. Who's they? I don't know. It always put me and my brother down for everything. The good news is that I've had some therapy and have straightened some things out about my self-esteem and my anger issues. Good for you, Brendan. I've discovered that I picked a girlfriend who belittles me just like my dad. And that's what we do sometimes. You know, we don't know any difference, so we pick partners who are like the bad parent. Anyway, Brendan goes on to say, my girlfriend says things sarcastically to me about my ability to make money, keeping my weight down, and not being social enough. I'm done with these bad feelings and with her putting a lot of her issues on me. How should I go about breaking up with her after 8 months of being together? Well, I hope that you've been assertive, Brendan. I hope that you sort of indicated to her and not taken all this. You sound a little... To me, and I could be going wrong here. I could be on the wrong side, but you sound like you're a little kind of quiet about these things. Sounds like you've taken a lot. I hope you've had these conversations with her about you can't take her belittling anymore and warned her that this is a pretty big deal breaker. So how do we break up with somebody after 8 months of being together? I hope, like I said, she has clues that you're not liking what's going on and that you haven't been faking it and acting all nice and wonderful. And all of a sudden you're going to just dump her. Well, first of all, don't text her to break up with her. That happens way too much, by the way. I can't tell you how often I hear people who tell me that they're significant others who they've been seeing for a while or dating for a few months decided to break up with them via text. That's really the chicken way of doing it, you know. So you've got to deal with how to break up with someone. You've got to just tell it like it is. Hopefully, like I said earlier, Brendan, she knows that you're not happy with her putting you down constantly. And I hope you have said to her, this is really freaking me out. This is causing arguments. You've got to stop putting me down. You make me feel bad. So if you're going to break up with her, you got to let her know first. A lot of people sometimes tell their friends or check it out with their best friends first. But the thing is sometimes we have friends that are gossip people and they can't keep a secret, and it goes around the circle of friends, and sometimes the person finds out before we break out with them. So you got to just, you know, have a one-on-one conversation. I always suggest that you break up with someone in person in a public place, whether it be a woman or a man, because you don't know how they're going to react. So if you bring them over to your place or you go over to their place, you don't know if they're going to be throwing things at you or manipulate you by crying and getting you back into bed. Because if you're set on breaking up, you cannot be manipulated. You have to be strong in your resolve and say, look, I have been telling you this for a long time, and I'm still feeling really like you don't love me because you tell me these things. I have been trying to take care of myself to please you, but I need to take care of me first. So that's a good way, a good suggestion, and do it in a public place. Yeah, no text messages. That's right. I just had a couple of emails from some folks saying, "Yeah, my girl just broke up with me via text message. That sucks." I'm not laughing at you. It does suck. I'm laughing with you because I've heard it so much. And you know what? You who just texted me or emailed me rather about the girl who just texted you to break up. All I have to say to you is you dodged that bullet. Be happy you're out of the relationship, because if you're someone who can only text to break up with you, You don't want to be with that person in the long run. Come on. You don't want to be with a chicken. Bakar. All right. Like I said, you have to choose a good setting. So do it in a private but public place. Do it, you know, maybe in a park or do it in a, you know, coffee place. So you can sit out, you know, not when you're with a bunch of people, close to them, but just kind of in public, but away from other people so you can have an honest discussion. You know, and of course, that way, hopefully they won't act out or harm you or whatever it is. Screaming and yelling. Well, that's okay too. Don't you get involved in that. You just lovingly tell her what's going on. You've got to be honest. You've got to tell her the real reasons for why you're breaking up. Do not completely lay the blame on her feet. Do not be cruel. You got to level with her. Okay? No gaming. Don't force her to guess why you want her to break up. Just keep it real. Take responsibility. I don't feel good when you do this. It's my stuff. Maybe it's my low self-esteem. You know, Brendan, when she criticizes you for your weight, nobody wants to be told that they're too fat. Or when she criticizes you for not making enough money or being social enough, you can own that, maybe, if there are some things that are true. Yeah, you know what? I should lose a little more weight. Yeah, I should take care of myself a little better. Yeah, maybe, maybe I don't make as much money as you would like, but I'm okay with who I am and what I do. And I'd like to make more, and I'm working on it, but I'm kind of tired of you beating me up about it. And maybe my personality isn't all that outgoing. Maybe I'm not social enough. I'm kind of a shy person. But I'm a thinker, and that's who I am. So if you want to change me in all these ways, I'm doing the best I can, but I don't think that it's healthy for you to want to change me. You got to find somebody who meets all of your expectations, because obviously I'm not doing the job. And I'm feeling bad about myself for not doing the job. So what I need to do is I need to think about and get some help with my own self-esteem issues. And I suggest that you go find somebody who can fulfill all of these wishes for you. And I wish you good luck, because I think you're wonderful. You're a great person. You're beautiful. But I can't do this anymore. I'm really tired of feeling put down all the time. So, I'm tired of you being angry. I'm tired of the low self-esteem I feel. So, I'm breaking up. And that's it. So, I would suggest that you have something else to do afterwards. Calmly say, I'm so sorry. She may cry. She may argue. She may scream. Whatever it is. Stick to your guns if you're going to do this for real and you're tired of feeling the way you feel. All right? Brendan, thank you so much for emailing me. It's not easy to break up with somebody. I always say try to give that person a chance. Tell them along the line what you would like from them in a relationship and see if they're going to change. Go to couples therapy. I always advocate try to give it a try. Keep trying. But if the person doesn't want to change, there's nothing that's going to happen. And you don't need to feel belittled all the time. So, all right. Thanks, Brenda. Appreciate you emailing me. And I'm taking a lot of emails and questions offline here from straighttalkdoc@gmail.com here on LA Talk Radio. You're on the couch with Dr. Michelle, as you always are. Beautiful downtown Los Angeles here, 11 in the morning Pacific time, in the world's most irreverent, entertaining, and cool talk station. That's us. So, by the way, we don't have a therapeutic relationship, but what I'm doing is giving you suggestions based on research, what works for people, based on a lot of communication skills, based on my years of working with people. Suggestions only. This is not therapy. I'm not telling you what to do. These are just ideas and suggestions. And as you always notice, I refer back to things like, you know, what I found is that, or what I've read in research is that, when people do this. So Just getting that straight. That's my disclaimer here. And you all have agreed to that, by the way, online. You signed my disclaimer saying I'm not your therapist and I'm not giving you any real therapy here. I'm just giving you ideas. So thank you guys for emailing me. Today, we're covering a lot of subjects. Now, right now, we're going to talk about something that, affects us all. This is a biggie. It's the low self-esteem issue. And I've covered this a lot with people because it is so important. We all have to present ourselves the best we can in every situation. And we all are not always the best we are because we have stuff that we carry around about ourselves. You know? So I am going to give Kristen a lot of ideas about what to think about herself when it comes to low self-esteem. And I hope this helps you guys out there as well. And by the way, this is not the real person's name. I just make up these names because we're confidential here. But this is a real email. So she says, I'm 32 and I've been dating different guys for about 7 years. Okay. I've met a lot of men online and through work, but I'm always comparing myself to other girls. I feel ugly and I don't like who I am. I've lost weight, had my hair done really nice, and learned how to look my best with makeup. And I have some great clothes. I just can't manage to overcome my bad feelings that I'm not good enough, sexy enough, pretty enough, interesting enough. How can I work on my low self-esteem? Wow, don't we all? You know, we all have these feelings from time to time. And if you don't, probably a narcissist. But narcissists are severely insecure. So anyway, kind of goes around in a cycle, doesn't it? So I'm going to give you, Kristen, some things to think about, things to remember when you have low self-esteem. So if you don't get all these things down, what you can do is listen to the rerun when we're off the air. And it'll be up, by the way, in the LA Talk Radio on the Couch Archives tomorrow with all the information. So some things to think, some things to remember when you have low self-esteem. You deserve more, Kristen. When you're having a low self-esteem day, remind yourself that you deserve more than the negative beliefs that you cloak yourself in. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not interesting enough. You deserve more, girl. You deserve the happiness, success. You deserve a person who appreciates you for who you are. Oh, don't forget you have one life, girl. Well, as far as we know. But you're in this one right now. And you don't want to waste your time feeling bad about yourself, all right? We can all live with discomfort, too, by the way. You know? If you are more assertive, not angry, not aggressive, if you're more assertive and okay with who you are, then you have better self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? And we all make mistakes, by the way. You know, sometimes we lack a lot of self-esteem because we've messed up in some ways. Or we haven't found someone for a while. We feel worthless. You know, we're not perfect. That's another biggie. A lot of people think they need to be perfect. You know? So, come on. Social media, are you kidding me? It's a big PR campaign. It's about, hey, we're all having fun. We all look beautiful. We're living la vida loca. We're all so popular. Now, it's a big PR thing. So, you know, just be who you are. And if you've put yourself together like it sounds like you have, Kristen, you got to really take good care of yourself and be okay about who you are. And by the way, those thoughts and beliefs you have about yourself, they're not reality. It's a result of years of messed up thinking. Okay? So you got to get some therapy maybe, honey, and think about some of the things from your past that contributed to your feeling of lesser than. Who made you feel like you're lesser than? Who made you feel like you weren't attractive? It started somewhere earlier. You know? It's not just from social media or the turkeys you've been going out with. All right. Also, action always helps. So rather than ruminating on how bad you feel about yourself, do more positive and productive things. You said you got your makeup together and you did your hair. You got your hair did. You lost some weight. But yeah, what you need to do, honey, is just take some more action. Get out there in the world a little bit. Be more social. Get in some meetup groups. Maybe be by yourself. Get off some of those online dating things for a while. Get some good girlfriends. And, you know, find out more about yourself, maybe through therapy. You know, join a group. Do something fun. Okay? And a lot of the fears, like, you know, are illusions. You know what I'm saying? This goes back to not believing your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? So you have to just take care of yourself. And the big important thing, if you want a healthy relationship, you said you've been dating different guys for about 7 years, Kristen. Healthy relationships, finding the right person for you, begins with liking yourself, if not loving yourself. That's it. When you have a low self-esteem, your relationships suffer. A lack of confidence, a neediness are unattractive. Sometimes people pick these things up. So it kind of pushes others away from you. So it only makes your low self-esteem worse. I see a lot of people in this cycle. They don't practice self-care and really liken themselves, let alone self-love. I mean, it's hard to get to self-love, but you got to find things in you that you love about yourself. It honors your own needs and desires. You got to forgive yourself for old stuff you did or beating yourself up about things you did in the past. Let it go. Talk to somebody who can help you with that. And just try to learn more about yourself. But like yourself, if not love yourself. And I don't know if you're a people pleaser or not, but if you've been trying in a lot of relationships and you're always trying to people please, that kind of backfires as well. So being a people pleaser doesn't promote self-esteem or give authentic, intimate relationships. You know, you start to dislike yourself too because you can't keep it real with people. You always have to put on a face because you want to be like all the other people who are beautiful and wonderful and interesting and all. False. You got to be yourself first so you can have the confidence to make sound decisions about dealing with the wants and needs of others. But you got to be okay with who you are first. So you got to take care of yourself. As I always say, you know, at the end of the show, and I'll just jump in there earlier, you got to take care of yourself first, and then you'll be good for other people. That's the way it works in the world. You're going to be good for others if you're okay about who you are. Now, I'm not saying if you're a narcissist and a jerk that it's okay. No, I'm saying you got to really learn more about you, what your triggers are, what your low self-esteem is about, and be just a better person. Like who you are. Be okay with who you are. No one is perfect. We all make mistakes. We all screw up. We all do. It's human. It's called learning on life's journey. What did I learn from that? Maybe I'll be a nicer person. Maybe I'll give myself a break. Maybe I'll back off a little bit on beating myself up about not being enough of enough, pretty enough, smart enough, interesting enough, blah, 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 blah. Just kind of like Brendan said, his girlfriend picks on him a lot about not being all these wonderful things that she wants him to be. Well, it sounds to me like you beat yourself up, you know? So stop. You got to just work on learning how to be okay with who you are and doing the best for you. Self-care, health, being more secure. And then you're going to attract people who are like thinking because you're going to be putting it out there. And there really is something about body language. There really is something about expressing yourself openly and respecting yourself that attracts like-thinking people. If you're insecure, if you put yourself down, if you're fearful, you don't think you're good enough, you're going to attract people that believe that too. That's what I've seen. So just think about that, Kristen. And I appreciate you emailing me. And let me know how things are going with you, because you deserve it. You deserve goodness. You know what I'm saying? You deserve a lot of stuff in your life that are very positive. So thank you for emailing me. It's Dr. Michelle Cohen, and what we're doing today is answering listeners' questions from the email here, straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. And I thank you guys so much for emailing me. And by the way, I want to remind you that we don't have a therapy relationship, and I thank you all for signing the authorization forms online, saying that, yes, we're not a therapist and patient or client. But then I'm just giving ideas, suggestions, based on research, based on what really works with people sometimes, based on what we have to look at, and, you know, a lot of years of experience of doing this with folks. So I have a really cool email, and this is something that I think, this is called General Help. Things we have to ask ourselves to have a lot of insight about who we are. I do what's called insight-oriented therapy. So we ask ourselves a lot of questions to find answers about why we do the things we do, things that bad habits, good habits, the good habits we want to focus in, the bad habits we want to get rid of, the thoughts and feelings that are negative, and how we can make those go away through a lot of cognitive behavioral tools, through psychodynamic, and insight, and being compassionate with ourselves as well, because we're all human. this email from Brittany says, give me some ideas about what I can think about to have some self-insight. Sometimes I get depressed about my life and I need help. I'm 25 years old, just starting a new job, getting out into the world, and I want to do things to make me feel better about me. Wow, Brittany, that's beautiful. I love that, because, you know, you're so young and open to ideas. So some insight questions. Ask yourself, are you living the person that you want to be? Are you living authentically? Ask yourself, what authentic parts of yourself have you been hiding from people who know you? Are you happy with what you've been doing with your life? Ask yourself, do your everyday activities and interactions bring you some joy? Like, at work, and when we're stressed and under deadlines, we can't always have joy. But generally, are you getting joy in your life? Also ask yourself, Brittany, what parts of yourself have you been ignoring, neglecting, or denying? Gotta keep it real with yourself. And what do you need to do or let go of to finally grow up? You said that you're, in your new job, sounds like you're out of college, doing your thing. What old stuff do you need to let go of to finally be free? Right? And think about this. This is one of the most common things I hear, and I want to share this with you. Think about this. Ask yourself this. If you weren't worried about what other people might think or how they might react, what changes or decisions would you make in your life? What changes would you make if you weren't worried about what other people think all the time, or what they're going to say, or how they feel about what you just said? Or, you know what I'm saying? You got to think about these things. And I thank you so much for emailing me. These are some heavy questions. How to get some insight? Well, there's some ideas where to start. Get a good therapist, too, and they can help you with a lot of these questions to, you know, just sort of analyze yourself. Thank you guys so much for listening today, and I appreciate you all for writing in on straighttalkdoc@gmail.com. I hope I helped you out. Again, we didn't have a therapeutic relationship. Thanks for signing the authorization releases. Just giving you suggestions and ideas and things to do to, you know, you can think about to make yourself life better. Do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be good for other people. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. I appreciate it. And have a wonderful week. Take good care of yourselves. And I'm out of here. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen. on the couch. Bye-bye.